Work led by Phoenix-based TGen has concluded that research on multiple myeloma, a blood cancer, has focused very little on African-American men, who are much more likely to be diagnosed with it. A high percentage of the research has been based on people of European origin. To learn more about why the research has been conducted this way and how to improve it, we turn to Dr. Jonathan Keats. He's the head of the Multiple Myeloma Research Laboratory at TGen. And Dr. Keats, are there reasons why African Americans are more likely to be diagnosed with multiple myeloma?
There is. There's a few cancers that have a higher incidence within different racial backgrounds, and multiple myeloma is one of the highest disproportionate cancers around, where people of African descent principally have a much higher incidence, almost four times more likely than a Caucasian, about seven times more likely than someone of an Asian descent.
And how common is it for trials not to take some of these things into account? Is that something we're missing in many other aspects of cancers that may hit certain groups harder?
Many studies that are conducted principally ran through the Comprehensive Cancer Center, so things like the previous cancer genomic atlas studies that were done on almost every cancer through the U.S. government funding. They leverage samples from these comprehensive cancer centers where typically their demographic of patients that they service is underrepresented of the national census. And we end up with cases where, for instance, the breast cancer study only had 3% people of African-American descent versus it surely should be by the census. It should be 16 to 17%, which is a unique thing of COMPASS, that COMPASS is one of the rare studies performed in the U.S. where the accrual really does reflect the U.S. census in its demographic representation.
Is it more difficult to get certain groups to be able to take part in the studies? Is there some sort of unintended racial bias that comes out there?
Sometimes it can be harder to get people to participate, but largely most of those things have been associated with just that these large comprehensive cancer centers typically don't service lower socioeconomic groups, and unfortunately that has created some bias in representations of things like African Americans in some of these studies. There are also some issues with people's comfort in signing on, but to my knowledge there hasn't been a driving force between the disparity in people enrolled in these different studies.
And how dangerous is that when it comes to assessing results? Does it really throw things into doubt at times?
It definitely throws into doubt if there is a difference or not. If we're not collecting the data on these different groups, it's very hard to actually conclusively say there is no difference, that when you get the cancer, that it doesn't matter your racial background, or that it does make a big difference. And if we don't collect that data, it's impossible to answer those questions. We know in the case of multiple myeloma that the chance of getting multiple myeloma is much greater for people of African descent. And for those reasons, it's really important for us to ask the two-pronged question, can we identify what do they genetically inherit that is causing that higher incidence? Because that is clearly something that's going on. And when they do develop the cancer, is there something different about their cancers than people of another racial demographic?
Is there more to be done, even just raising awareness?
Helps raise awareness that we need more uniform representation in these studies. The National Cancer Institute is now going back and running many of these cancer genome atlas type studies. Instead of just taking 500 patients with the cancer, now they're going in and trying to get 250 patients of distinct racial backgrounds, for particularly the cancers that have higher incidence in different racial backgrounds, like multiple myeloma. That's a study that is already starting to initiate now. And these are things that are really important for us to start answering those kind of questions going forward.
How advanced are we at this point in terms of precision-based medicine? And is that a have-and-have-not situation, or are we still in the early stages of that?
We are still in very early stages of what is precision medicine. We have a number of cancer therapeutics that are directly linked to certain genetic features that are present in the tumor, where we just actually did a presentation with multiple myeloma patients showing that 5% of patients could be treated with a drug designed against the breast cancer gene that is associated with hereditary breast cancer. And that's an approach of personalized medicine that can be applied to anybody that has that genetic defect, regardless of racial background. There is still a lot of disparity in the access to precision medicine because it is a very costly approach, and it's really only being performed in some of the really top-end cancer centers around the country today, but that's rapidly changing.
Now, with early stages, does this mean that that there are still deep advances to be made? Is it a question of figuring out just how precision-based it can actually be in a one-on-one, a true one-on-one basis? Is that still the direction we're moving in? Does that seem far-fetched at this point?
It's not so far in the distant future, as would be my suspicion. We are doing it on a small scale. Probably the thing that is the biggest limitation today is just getting safe drugs available that match to certain genetic features. Like a thing, there's about 28 to 30 drugs that are really tightly linked to specific genetic defects. But yet in cancer, there's probably well over 500 or 600 very common genetic defects that are in a lot of different cancers. So we still have a long ways to go before we have drugs that are viable options in any of those 500 type scenarios. But our ability to match those defects to drugs is the biggest rate limiting step today in really making this something that everyone can enjoy.
Dr. Jonathan Keats is the head of TGen's Multiple Myeloma Research Laboratory.